Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Language of God, a scientist presents evidence for belief. Francis S. Collins, a renowned geneticist and the leader of the Human Genome Project, embarks on a personal and scientific journey to explore the harmony between the existence of God and the discoveries of modern science. Collins brings a unique perspective to the often contentious relationship between science and religion, drawing from his own transformation from atheism to becoming a devout Christian. Through the lens of his scientific background and his deep religious faith, Collins seeks to bridge the gap between two worlds that are often seen as incompatible. This book is a thought-provoking exploration of the nexus of science, faith, and the quest for meaning in the universe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the compatibility of science and faith. Francis Collins delves deeply into the prevailing debate concerning the compatibility of science and faith. He argues convincingly that belief in God and the pursuit of scientific knowledge are not only compatible, but can complement each rid his readers through an examination of natural laws and the intricacies of the universe. Collins suggests that the existence of a complex, orderly universe can be seen as evidence of a divine creator. He posits that science offers a way to explore and understand the physical world, while faith addresses the moral and metaphysical questions that science alone cannot answer. This synergistic approach encourages readers to consider the possibility of a richer, more fulfilling understanding of the universe and our place within it. Secondly, The Human Genome Project and God. One of the core chapters of the book highlights Collins' work on the Human Genome Project, shedding light on how this monumental scientific achievement has implications for the discussion on God and evolution. Collins shares insights into the elegance and complexity of the human genome, presenting it as what he terms the language of God. This metaphor serves to illustrate his view that the information encoded within DNA bears witness to a master plan and a purposeful creator. He addresses common objections around the theory of evolution and genetic evidence, contending that the genetic code is a powerful argument for a divine intelligence behind the origins of life. Through this discussion, Collins aims to reconcile the perceived discrepancies between scientific explanations for life and the belief in a creator God. Thirdly, moral law and human behavior. Collins introduces the concept of the moral law, an innate sense of right and wrong that he views as evidence for God's existence. He argues that the universal presence of this moral compass across cultures and throughout history cannot be fully explained by social constructs, evolutionary advantages, or genetic predisposition. Instead, Collins suggests that the moral law points to a higher moral authority and serves as a calling from God. He navigates through philosophical and theological discussions, drawing on examples from history and personal anecdotes to bolster his claim that our sense of morality aligns with the existence of a moral, loving God. This topic encourages readers to reflect on the origins of their own moral instincts and how these may connect to a spiritual dimension of existence. Fourthly, the dangers of atheism and fundamentalism. Collins expresses concern over the polarization between atheism and religious fundamentalism, discussing the dangers posed by both extremes. He critiques the reductionism of new atheists who dismiss the possibility of any truth beyond the empirical and the rigidity of fundamentalists who reject scientific discoveries that conflict with literal interpretations of sacred texts. Collins advocates for a middle ground, a biologos, where science and faith can coexist without conflict. He argues that both the material world explored by scientists and the spiritual world of faith are aspects of the same reality, and understanding both is essential for a full appreciation of the truth. This part of the book offers a plea for dialogue and understanding between the scientific and religious communities. Lastly, Personal Transformation Through Faith and Science. Collins shares his personal journey from atheism to Christian faith, highlighting how scientific discovery has been integral to his spiritual awakening. He uses his story as a testament to the power of science to inspire wonder and the pursuit of truth, leading to a deeper faith. Collins describes his awe at the beauty and complexity of the biological world and how this led him to question his disbelief in a higher power. His narrative illustrates that an openness to evidence, whether scientific or spiritual, can lead to profound personal transformation. This exploration serves as an encouragement for readers to reflect on their beliefs and consider the evidence for faith in their own lives. In conclusion, Francis S. Collins' The Language of God is a compelling read for those straddling the lines between faith and science, as well as for believers seeking to reconcile their faith with the findings of modern science. Collins presents an articulate and heartfelt argument for the compatibility of Christianity with the scientific worldview, making a case that belief in God is rational and grounded in evidence. This book offers profound implications for our understanding of the universe, encouraging a synthesis of scientific curiosity and spiritual wisdom. It is an invaluable resource for anyone grappling with questions about the origins of life, the universe, and the coexistence of science and faith. Collins' narrative demonstrates that one can embrace both a rigorous scientific method and a personal faith without contradiction, paving the way toward a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us. If you would like to support Francis S. Collins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.